Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I gotta tell you, I had more fun at that concert than I planned to. It was fascinating to see how a good band rocked the house with that original music, which inspired this post. But the bigger question for us thought leaders, in a world where everyone is saying the same thing using different stories or analogies, how do we use market awareness of the popular without looking like a cheap imitation? Where is the line? Here are two boundaries that if we don't cross those lines, we can have the best of both worlds. First up, use the popular idea as a springboard, not as our own platform. Yes, there are business models out there that use certification as a marketing tool for large organizations, but beyond that, position our contribution as the next step or on the ground to make it happen space. The key message here, this idea wasn't ours. We're just adding to the conversation. Second, define our role differently. Let's admit that we are not the visionary of the original idea, but we can be the navigator that leads the way forward, or the change managers who build the buy-in. We can be the grease on the wheels to make the effort happen faster. We can even be the implementers. Now, what these boundaries have in common? We don't pretend that the big idea was ours. We don't mimic what's already been said. When buyers see us as a resource to help them better apply or make the effort easier, then we've carved out a narrower niche in a bigger environment. We've used this idea as a door opener, but also create value in our own right. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.